Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Now, some quick takeouts on stories we're following this week, and we're joined again by Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, and Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor. Good morning to both of you. So, Louise, this is a medical story about doctors who are not doing house calls anymore, but there's a new online program from the United Health Group, and it's going to give you the option of seeing the doctor from your home, from your couch, if you have a laptop, maybe. That's $45 a pop to virtually have a doctor's visit. Explain this to me.
Well, it's called Now Clinic, so you can see your doctor now. And you're right, it's only $45. It's for people with insurance or even without insurance.
Same price.
Same. I think it's the same price for both. That's what they say on their site. And so the goal here is to reduce the cost of healthcare. And, you know, we're looking at this big healthcare overhaul. And the question is, would you rather have the longer lines in the waiting rooms or find some other more creative ways to help people with routine care? And it's kind of one of the trade-offs we're going to have to see in a lot of businesses in the next year. This country has become overextended. We don't have the kind of easy credit we had in yesteryear. So a lot of business questions are going to have to address what sort of trade-offs do we make? And this is one of them, you know?
The medical question is, can you do healthcare without actually examining your patient?
Well, that's the question. And actually, this has already started in a few states. It's going nationwide. This Now Clinic's going nationwide in January, but it's already started in Hawaii and Texas. And those are interesting examples because in Texas, they passed a law that said, okay, you can see your doctor on the computer, but you've got to meet them first and establish a relationship. Mm. But in Hawaii, they said, no relationship needed, just log online. And that's a central question, you know, is it the same kind of healthcare or not if it's on the computer?
Okay, well, you know, the thing for me is at least I don't have to, you know, feel the cold press of that stethoscope that the doctor has had sitting in the refrigerator for the past 5 minutes before he puts it on my chest.
But that's the thing that tells the doctor if you have an irregular heart rhythm, which he
the
can't tell over the internet.
The freezing cold stethoscope?
Yes. As cold as it is, it will tell you if you have a bad heart.
But keep watching this because next year it's going to be the theme in all parts of the economy, tough trade-offs, looking for shortcuts, looking for more efficiency.
Right. Well, we'll see what other things it ends up affecting. I mean, I'm kind of scared to see what other businesses are going straight to online.
To get commoditized. All right. Thanks, Louise Story. Next, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the IAM Takeaway Sports Contributor. Ibrahim, I'll set the scene for you. I was in the train station yesterday evening in the mayhem at Washington, D.C.'s Union Station waiting for the train with thousands of other people. All of a sudden, a train pulled in and I saw one big dude in a suit, then another big dude in a suit, then a whole long line of about 40 or 50 really big guys in suits walking through the train station in Washington, D.C. Who do you think that was?
So this Monday night, tonight, the New York Giants are going to be playing against the Washington Redskins.
Well, that was my question. It was the New York Giants
exactly.
Walking. Thank you very much.
And so this is a game, and we had spoke about this a little bit earlier, but in the NFC, there's 9 teams that are eliminated from the playoffs. There's only one team that has a chance to break in to that six-team group, and that is the New York Giants. So they have to run the table for the rest of their games to do that, and they have to win tonight.
Well, lucky for them, they're playing the Redskins because the chance of winning is very high.
However, the Redskins and the NFC East is one of the most brutal conferences, and the Redskins have been playing spoiler, just like Carolina Panthers, who beat the Minnesota Vikings last night, playing the spoiler. So you'll see a lot of these teams in the bottom parts of the record, they're going to be playing the spoilers, and that's exactly what the Redskins want to do tonight.
Well, as bad as they are this year, and they are terrible, the Washington Redskins, they did take out the Broncos when they were 6-0.
They did take out the Broncos. They have a great defense. They have a lot of key pieces to a puzzle. So I wouldn't say that they're that bad. And I would say to Redskins fans that you have the basic nucleus of a really good team. They just haven't been well coached.
You're a Pollyanna. I mean, if you were in Washington, D.C. and you said that, people would laugh you towards
the end. They have a difficult owner, and that's also a challenge that they have.
Yeah, okay. So the Giants really feel like they need to win this game. Well, they don't feel like they do
they
need to win this
to
game.
Win, correct.
All right, tell me about Kobe Bryant.
So Kobe Bryant has had a broken finger. And in the time that he's had this broken finger, and it's been
crazy.
It's been 5 games in a row, he's averaged 30.8 8 points per game. The thing that this is the important thing about Kobe Bryant. He's an NBA, returning NBA champion, so the Lakers won last year. But over the year, he worked out with Hakeem Olajuwon to do what? To change his game. And what he did is that he added in a post game. And a lot of players, they come back, he has a great jump shot. He used to just go in and make and dunk on people, just use his speed. But now he's got this mid-range game that's very similar to another great NBA star, Michael Jordan. As he got to the waning part of his career, Michael Jordan improved his game by getting an amazing post game, and he transformed his game. So look at that when you're watching basketball, Kobe Bryant.
Which finger was it?
That's a good – I think it was his which one was it?
I think it's index his right
finger. Right index finger.
Right
exactly.
Index. All right, okay. Kobe Bryant, broken finger making him a better player. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor. Thanks, man.
Good morning.
And our last takeout comes from you, and our listeners. We just wrapped up our series last week on life in fine print, how you avoid the devils in the details.
How about electronic fine print? DirecTV doesn't even put the fine print on the contract you signed. It's buried on their websites. That way, it's much more malleable.
At 8778MyTake, Joe in Detroit says fine print doesn't have to be all that bad.
Use the fine print against them. Just take advantage of every perk that they give you and always pay your bills on time, and you can get a lot more out of them.
We also got an email from someone calling themselves Vector GES, who says that we have an underutilized weapon in our arsenal. He writes, when reacting to fine print, be sure to give feedback to the lender. If you're unhappy about credit card rates, cancel the card and tell the insurer why you're doing it. If the fine printers don't get the feedback, they assume no one cares. Let them know who you are.
Beyond the fine print, we also talked about The Waiting Room, a documentary film and social media project that highlights the views of patients waiting inside the Highland Hospital in Oakland, California. And Dina emails us, I'd like someone to ask these people, are people at home unemployed and worried about health insurance? Have you contacted your state senator and representatives? I'm really sad to keep hearing about all these people who are worried and need health care, or people like me with jobs and insurance, though I know I could lose my job. Do other people other than just me write and call your senators and let them know we do not support their continued fighting over health care reform? Airing these stories on the radio is not doing anything to make a change one way or the other. Thanks for that email, Dina. And let's turn it over to you, the listeners. You've heard us talking about health care. Tell us, how do you turn your views into action? Let us know at 8778-MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Coming up, how does the military get some translators and intel staff into the services? We're going to talk about a new recruiting program that's set to expire soon.